Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parsha's Kiseitze, that's Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Ches. And the Pasuk tells us, Ki Sivna Bayis Chadash, when you build a brand new house, V'asisa Maka L'gagecha, you shall make a fence for its roof. V'loisasim Dem Meisecha, you shall not have blood in your house, Ki Yipol Anoif L'menu, when the fallen one falls from it. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches. Ki Sivna Bayis Chadash, in Kiyamta Mitzvah Shiloh HaKein, if you fulfill the Mitzvah of Shiloh HaKein, which is the Mitzvah we ended off the previous Aliyah with, Soivcha Livnais Bayis Chadash, you're going to end up being meritorious to build a brand new house. Mrs. Maka and fulfill the mitzvah of building a fence around the roof. Shemitzvah geres mitzvah, because one mitzvah leads to another. And you'll be meritorious to have a vineyard and a field and a beautiful clothing, which is what the following psukim are talking about. That's why we have all these topics next to each other. Maka, a fence. Gader, saviv legag, this is a fence around the top of the roof. Vonklas tirgim, and Onklas translates this as tiyaka, like a bag. Kigoyin tikshim, mishamir, mashab seichai, like a bag which guards that which is in it. So the fence guards who's ever on top of the roof. Ki yibol hanayfel, the pasuk said, when the fallen one falls from it. So this is a funny lashon. It seems to be that he's predestined to fall off the roof because we're calling him the fallen one. Really, he should have fallen off the roof anyway. Even so, even though he deserved to fall off the roof and die, you don't want it to be that he dies because of you, because you didn't put a fence on your roof. Because Hashem makes merit come about through one who is worthy, and something bad is going to come about through one who is guilty, and you don't want to be responsible for this person falling off your roof. Even though he deserves death, you don't want it to come about through your hands. And back to Chumash Pasuk Test, we're going to learn about the Isra of Kilayim, forbidden mixtures. Lysis or Kamachal Kilayim, you are not allowed to plant your vineyard with Kilayim, with a mixture. Pentik to Shamalea, lest you set apart the growth, Hazera Asher Tizra, of the seed which you planted, Usuas HaKarim, and the produce of the vineyard. Lys Achrash Bisharu Chamar Yachtov, also you're not allowed to plow with a donkey and an ox together. Lysol Bashanis, you're not allowed to wear Shatnis, which is a forbidden mixture of Tsemer Upishtim Yachtov, wool and linen together. However, the Pasuk does tell us, Gedilim Tasalach, you shall make twisted threads for yourselves, that's fringes, Al Arba Kanfas on the four corners of the garment that you cover yourself with, and that's talking about making tzitzis. And now we're going to see what exactly all these psukim are talking about. Let's see Rashi via Pasuk Test. This Pasuk is talking about kile hakerem, forbidden mixtures in a vineyard. Rashi tells us, this is talking about planting wheat, barley, and grape seeds all in one throw of the hand. Pen tiktash, kitargumai, tistoiv. Bein l'shevach, whether it's off limits because it's a praiseworthy thing, kigayin hektish, like something which is kadosh, or bein l'gadai, whether it's something that's detrimental, kigayin isr, like it's aser. Nifon by Lashon Kodesh, it still has its Lashon of Kodesh, it's set aside, it's set apart, so these things are going to be usher, and they're going to be set apart, therefore. Pasuk Yudin Rashi tells us, Lois Achrash B'Shor B'Chamor, Huadin L'Chosh Neiminim Shaba'ilim, that's the same thing, you're not allowed to plow with any two types of animals together. Huadin L'An Higam Yachad Kishrim Zugim B'Halachas Shomasa, you're also not allowed to lead them together, you're not allowed to hitch an ox and a donkey, or a horse and an ox to your cart, and have it bring you along, have it schlep your packages, you're only allowed to use two of the same type, and it's not allowed to be two different types of animals. And the next pasuk in Rashi tells us, Shatnez, Lashon Erev, this is a Lashon of mixture. Rabbi Seinu Pershu, Shua Tavui Venuz, Shatnez is a combination of the words, Shua Tavui Venuz. It all has to do with spinning and twisting different threads together, so we're not allowed to have wool and linen together in the same garment. And pasuk Yud Beis had told us about the mitzvah of tzitzis, Gedilim Tasalach, Afmina Kalayim, the chiddush is that you're even allowed to have your tzitzis made out of Kalayim, out of Shatnez, Lakach Smachan Akasuf, that's why we have this pasuk right next to the Isser of Shatness. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel with a brand new topic. Kikach ish isha uva ileo usneo. If a man marries a woman and he comes to her, he's with her, and he hates her. V'samla alias devarim. And then he levels a libelous accusation against her. V'hitzi ola shem ra, and he speds a bad word about her, bad name about her. V'amr, and he says, esu isha zes lakachti, I married this woman. V'akar vele, and I became close to her. V'le matzasi la basulim, and I didn't find any signs of virginity in her. V'loka chavi anara v'imo, and the father of this young maiden and her mother shall take. V'hitziu es basule anara al zikneo ir hashara, and they shall take proofs of her virginity out to the elders of the city to the gate. V'amra v'yanaro zakenim, and the father of this young maiden shall say to the elders, as biti nasatu isha zele isha, I gave my daughter to this man as a wife. V'yisnael, and he hated her. V'inehu samalilos dvarim lemar, and he leveled this accusation against her, saying, lematzasi lebitcha basulim, I didn't find any basulim, any signs of virginity for your daughter. V'ele basule biti. However, this is the proof of her virginity. Ufarsu hasimlo lefne ziknei ir, and he spreads out the garment in front of the elders of the city. So let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Gimel, which is together, and he comes to her and he hates her. Saifa, the end is going to be that v'samla lidas devarim, he's going to level this accusation against her. Aver garis avera, one avera leads to another one. Aver al loisisna, he was over the avera of don't hate someone. Saifa level de lashon hara, he's going to end up coming to lashon hara and saying this bad thing about her. And so isha azois mikan she'ein oimer davar el b'fnei baldin, we learn from here that you're only allowed to level an accusation against someone if they are there. The pasuk says esho isha azois, this woman, so she has to be there when he wants to accuse her. The next pasuk in Rashi tells us, Avia Nara V'ima, Mi Misha Gidlu Gidulam Haraim, whoever brought up this bad child, was referring to the girl. If she actually did do something wrong, Yizbazu Aleha, so they, the parents, they shall be embarrassed and degraded along with her. Pasuk Dazayin Rashi says, the Amar Avi Anara, the father of this young maiden, says, Malam, this teaches us, She'en Rishus L'Ish L'Adar B'Fnei Ish, a woman is not allowed to speak in front of a man, and the father is there, so he speaks, and his wife doesn't speak. Pasuk Yizayin Rashi, Farsu Hasimla, and he spreads out the garment, Hareza Mashal, this is really just a figure of speech, he's not actually taking a garment with him necessarily, Mechuvarm Hadvarm Kesimla, we're just trying to say that here he has a proof that the matter is as clear as a garment in front of us, that she was a virgin and that she didn't do anything wrong. So let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Ches. What happens now that it turns out that her husband leveled this false accusation against her, and the elders of that city take this man, and they shall punish him. Let's take a quick look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Ches, Malkus, that means they give him Malkus, they beat him. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Tes, and then they fine him 100 silver coins, and he has to give them to the father of this maiden, because he spread this bad name about a virgin of Klal Yisrael, and she has to remain as his wife. He's not allowed to send her out, meaning he's not allowed to divorce her all of his days. However, continues the pasuk, if it was true this matter, and we were unable to find conclusive proof that she was actually a besula when they got married, so then what happens? They shall take out this young maiden to the entrance of her father's house, and the people of her city shall stone her with stones, and she shall die, ki astan aval b'Yisrael, because this profanity, this terrible thing was done in Klal Yisrael, liznois beis avia, she acted immorally, she had illicit relations while she was in her father's house, v'yarta hara mikirbecha, and you shall destroy all the evil from your midst. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk chaf, im emes hoya davar, if it was actually true, be'edim basra, there was witnesses, and there was warning, shezin sol achar erusin, that she had illicit relations after she was engaged, pasuk chaf alaf in Rashi, we said she was taken out to be stoned, al pesach beis avia, at the entrance of her father's house, re'u gidulam shegidaltem, as if to say, see this one that you brought up and see what came of her. Anche Ira, the people of her city, b'mamid kol Anche Ira, this is in front of all the people of her city, they watch her getting stoned, liznois beis avia, k'may beves avia, that she had illicit relations while she was in her father's house. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Beis with a similar topic. Ki matzei ish sheichev im isha b'ulas baal. If a man is found laying with a woman who is already married to a different man, umesu gam shnehem, both of them shall die, ho ish ha-sheichev im ha-isha ve-ha-isha, the man laying with the woman and the woman, v'yartah haram Yisrael, you shall destroy the evil from Yisrael. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Beis. Umesu gam shnehem, and both of them shall die. So it seems to be a redundancy. I should just say umesu, and they shall die. Why do we also have to say gam shnehem? Lohetzi ma'aseh chidudim, this is excluding a ma'aseh chidudim she'eno isha nenes mehem. This is something that only the man receives pleasure from, but not her, so then both of them aren't going to die. Gam is l'rabbis habayim achreim. This is including someone that comes after them. Let's say they both are sentenced to die because they engage in these illicit relations, and then someone else has illicit relations with her afterwards. That other person is also chayiv misa, even though she already has this death penalty on her. Davar acher, another way of understanding this is gam shnehem l'rabbis zavla. This includes a child. Shema hisa mu'beres. If this woman was pregnant, ein mamtina la ad shedheled, we don't wait till she has the baby, and we're going to kill her with the baby inside her stomach. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Gimel, ki anara basula, we have a young maiden who's a virgin, my Russell ish, she's engaged to a man, umetza ish ba'ir v'shachav ima, and another man finds her in the city and lays with her. V'atzesem es shnehem el shar ha'ir ha'i, and both of them shall be taken out to the gate of that city, uskaltam oisam bavon v'amesu, and they shall be stoned with stones and die, as hanara, the young maiden, al dvar asher loitza ha'ka'ir, because she didn't cry out in the city, v'eso ish, and the man, al dvar asher inos ish reu, because he afflicted the wife of his fellow, v'yarta rami kirmecha, and you shall destroy this evil from your midst. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Gimel, umetza ish ba'ir, and a man found her in the city, lefikach shachav ima, that's why he was with her, pirtza kar laganov, when you have a wide open breach, so that's beckoning for a ganov to come, ha ilu yashva besa, if she was in the house and she wasn't walking around the city, le'erila, this wouldn't have happened to her. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chav, hey, v'im basada yimso ish ha'nara ha'mayraso, let's say this man found this young engaged woman out in the field, v'hechsik ba'a ish, and he took hold of her, he grabbed her v'shachav ima, and he laid with her, umeis ha'ish asher shachav ima levadai, only this man who laid with her, he shall be killed. But nothing is done to this young maiden. She does not have a sin, which she is deserving of the death penalty. Just like when a man gets up against his friend and kills him, this is the same exact thing. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chavav, the simple understanding of the Pasuk, that's what it means. She was forced upon. He was too strong for her. Just like a person who stands up against his friend to kill him. So this man forced himself upon this girl, and she does not have any chet maves, she's not chayv the death penalty. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Ches, ki yimso ish nara besula asher lo yirasa, if a man shall find a young maiden who's a virgin and she's not engaged, usfasa, and he grabs her v'shachavima and lays with with her, Vinumso, and they're both found. Vinasana Isha Shaychev Ima, La Avihanara, Chamishim Kosef, and the man which laid with her shall give to the father of this maiden 50 silver coins, Veloitiel Isha, and she has to be as a wife for him, Tachasa Shaina, because he afflicted her, Lo Yuchal Shalcha Kalyamov, he's not allowed to send her out all of his days. And we continue Parakhov Gimel Pasuk Aleph, Lo Yikach Ishas Ishas Aviv, a man who's not allowed to take the wife of his father, Veloigala Kanaf Aviv, and he's not allowed to uncover the robe of his father. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph, Lo Yikach, he's not allowed to take her, Ein Lo Yibala Kuchen, she doesn't have any halachic taking ability, Ve'ein Kiddushin Tefsimba, Kiddushin doesn't work with her, Veloigala Kanaf Aviv, Shemeres Yavim Shal Aviv, her Yula Aviv, this is referring to the Shemeres Yavim of his father. We know there's a mitzvah of Yibum, that if one man dies and he doesn't have any children, so his brother should marry his wife in order to be able to have children with her and continue the name of his deceased brother. So let's say over here we have Reuven and Shimon. Shimon was married to a woman and he dies without children. So Reuven is supposed to marry Shimon's wife. And now what the Pasuk is saying is that Reuven's son is not allowed to marry Shimon's wife. And back to Chumash Pasuk Beis, Lo Yave Petsua Daka, Kris Shavcha B'Kahal Hashem. A Petsua Daka and a Kris Shavcha are not allowed into the Kahal Hashem. They're not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis. What's a Petsua Daka? Shiniftsu Ashini Daku Beitzim Shaloi. His testicles were injured or crushed. Kris Shavcha, Shinichras Hagid. Something happened to his member that it was partially cut. Veshuva Einu Yarek Kilo Achzera. And now this semen doesn't shoot out. El Shevich of Shai says it kind of just trickles out. Veinu Mailid. Type of semen is unable to bear children, so therefore they are not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel. Lo Yaver Mamzer Bekal Hashem. A Mamzer is not allowed to marry into the congregation of Hashem. Gamdar Asiri Lo Yaver Lebekal Hashem. Even the 10th generation from this Mamzer is not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Lo Yaver Amoni My Avin Bekal Hashem. Someone from Amon or Maiv is not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. Gamdar Asiri Lo Yaver Lehem Bekal Hashem Ad Olam. Even the 10th generation is not allowed to come into Klal Hashem. They're not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael forever. And why is that? Al Devar Shel Lo Kidmu Eschem Balechem Mayim. That's because they didn't greet you with bread and water. But Derech Betzeischem Mitzrayim when you left Mitzrayim. Vasher Sacher Alechas Bilam Ben Baor Mipsar Aram Naarayim Lekal Leko. And that's also because they hired Bilam Ben Baor from Psar Aram Naarayim to curse you. V'la'ev Hashem Lekech L'Shmel Bilam. And Hashem didn't want to listen to Bilam's curse. V'yafach Hashem Lekech L'Chas Haklal Lebracha. And Hashem turned over this curse into bracha for you. Ki Ahev Hashem Lekech, because Hashem your God loves you. Loy Sidra Shlem Tevasim Kol Yemech Leilam. You shall not seek out their good and their peace all your days forever. Let's see Rashi Vir Pasuk Zayin. Loy Sidra Shlemim. You shouldn't seek out their goodness. Mechal Shenemar. From the fact that it says in the next Eliyah, Imcha Yeshi Bekirbucha, that they shall live with you. This is talking about a runaway slave. Yachal Afzakein. You might think that if you have a runaway slave from Amanu Mayav, you shall treat him nicely. Hamalam. That's why the Pasuk says, Loy Sidra Shlemim. There is no reason to seek out the good and the welfare of someone from Amanu Mayav. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fourth Eliyah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.